fast hits to start. Trinity Rodman just signed a 3-year record-setting deal with the Washington Spirit, reportedly over $2 million a year. Adrian Stubbs, a 5'10" Arizona senior, dropped 100 points in 3 quarters, and colleges are circling. The Yankees and Cody Bellinger appear to be reuniting on a 5-year, $162.5 million pact. Giannis says the Bucks' biggest issue right now is chemistry after a string of blowout losses. And L. Duncan is leaving ESPN for Netflix to lead live sports beginning January 2026.
All right, that's the teaser. Let's dig into the first story. Trinity Rodman and the deal shaking up the NWSL.
Trinity Rodman inked a 3-year contract with the Washington Spirit that reportedly pays north of $2 million per year, including bonuses, which would make her the highest-paid female footballer in the world. The Spirit described the contract as one of the most significant in NWSL and women's soccer history.
Rodman's rise has been quick. Drafted in 2021, Rookie of the Year, a key player in the Spirit's first NWSL title and an Olympic gold medalist. This new deal was clearly a priority for the club. Owner Michelle Kang called her a generational player and future leader for the team and the sport.
The contract follows some tense moments last year. Rodman's previous deal expired at the end of 2023, and the league commissioner vetoed the second half terms over salary rule concerns. The Players Association filed a grievance, and the NWSL responded with a high-impact player rule that allows clubs to spend up to $1 million over the cap to retain top talent.
There was also reported overseas interest, including from England. But the Spirit kept her home, prioritizing continuity and star power. Rodman said she's excited for the next chapter. And the deal signals the NWSL is willing to invest to keep its top names.
Next up, a truly wild high school performance. Adrian Stubbs of Maryvale High in Arizona scored 100 points in just 3 quarters during a 109-25 win over Yuma Kofa.
That 100-point outburst included 70 in the first half and eclipsed the Arizona State single-game record, which stood at 75 since 1966. He hit the milestone quickly, and his mindset was simple. Keep competing and let the shots fall.
Since the game, he's had autograph signings and a big social media bump, thousands of new followers, and even former NBA players chimed in. More importantly, several colleges have shown interest. Pepperdine, Pacific, Northern Arizona, and Southern Utah are among the programs already reaching out.
Stubbs isn't yet on major prospect lists, but performances like this force recruiters to take another look. He says his focus is still on improving and helping his team, while building recruiting momentum for himself and teammates.
Switching to MLB, the Yankees and Cody Bellinger are reportedly set to reunite on a 5-year, $162.5 million deal, with a $20 million signing bonus and hefty annual salaries early in the contract.
The contract includes opt-outs after the second or third seasons, a full no-trade clause, and no deferrals. This front-loaded structure gives Bellinger a big guaranteed floor and preserves future earning potential if he opts out to test the market again.
Bellinger's path here was a bit winding. He was an MVP-level talent, suffered injuries and slumps, bounced back with the Cubs, and then had a strong run with the Yankees last season. This deal rewards that rebound while giving New York options in the event of a down year.
Now to the NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo publicly called out the Milwaukee Bucks' chemistry after a stretch of lopsided losses, saying players are being too selfish and not making the right plays for the team.
The Bucks have lost 4 of 5 and suffered several blowouts, with 3 losses in a row decided by 18 points or more. Giannis suggested he may need to be more aggressive to force better ball movement, referencing a concept he'd heard about, being the black swan and demanding the ball more.
Injuries aren't helping. Kevin Porter Jr. is out with an oblique strain, and the team sits 11th in the East at 108-25. Giannis stressed they aren't playing together, and that trying to make up big deficits with one play won't work. They'll need to sort the chemistry quickly if they want to keep their playoff streak alive.
Finally, media news. L. Duncan is leaving ESPN after 10 years to join Netflix and lead the streamer's live sports coverage beginning January 2026.
Her first assignment is already announced. On January 23rd, she'll host Skyscraper Live, a 2-hour event featuring free solo climber Alex Honnold attempting Taipei 101. Netflix execs praised her versatility and star power, and Duncan said the move feels like being handed the aux cord at a legendary party.
Duncan's background spans SportsCenter, WNBA Countdown, and college women's basketball. Her move signals Netflix's intention to step up live sports production with established TV talent.
That's our roundup. For more detail and tomorrow's quick hits, subscribe to the full daily podcast. We've got deeper interviews and reaction you won't want to miss.
Thanks for listening. I'm
And I'm